CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Umar, Secure Free Society's Executive Director, and Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Columbia Legislature. And this story is a positive, given the consequences of conflict over the vote in Peru or the warships in the South Atlantic, and also the tragedy of the pandemic. I read in London, in The Economist, statistics about Americans, Central Americans, South Americans, North Americans moving to Mexico. Joseph, this made me smile because this is the Mexico of my youth in cowboy movies, the Mexico of sombreros and refried beans and people enjoying the beauty of the landscape. Is this new, Joseph? Have people long known that Mexico is a place to retire to or to live in?
No, John, it's not new. Mexico's always been a prominent destination for American expats to retire. Guadalajara is one of the most prominent cities for that. Some even retire out by the beach in Cancun. We have a lot of history and a lot of culture that we share with Mexico, particularly in the West Coast and particularly in the Southwest. If you go to Southern California or South Texas or in Arizona, you see a lot of that shared culture between Mexico and the United States. I'll give you an anecdote, John. You know, when I was in the Marine Corps, when we were in Iraq and during 2003, this is a little known fact, but the second nationality that received the most amount of casualties in the first year of the Iraq War, other than Americans, of course, was actually Mexican nationals. And the reason, because we have so many dual nationals that serve in the U.S. Marine Corps, particularly in the West Coast, in the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force. So that just gives you a little example of how far our ties go with Mexico on the cultural level, on the demographic level. So there's, it's not a surprise to me that we're continuing to see more Americans go down there to live. It's also cheaper to live. So you can, on a pension or a retirement salary in the United States, you could stretch it a lot farther in Mexico than you can here in the U.S.
I read from The Economist magazine. The cliched view of Mexico is that it is poor and crime-ridden. Popular TV series such as Narcos Mexico do little to dispel this image. The reality has long been more nuanced, as more Americans are realizing. The U.S. State Department reckons 1.5 million Americans, North Americans, live south of the border, making them the largest group of immigrants in Mexico and the largest group of Americans outside the United States. Maria, your time visiting Mexico, are Americans comfortable there? Is this a wonderful place to retire? We're listening to people who are thinking about retiring from the ice and winter of the north.
You know, when I read the information, I was really surprised because sometimes things happen without you know, our advice or without that we could see that finally there is a place that people can get together without having the problem of migration. When I read the article, what I saw is American people feeling very comfortable on living there, and also people that move from another countries of the triangle that hope to go to the U.S., they couldn't. They stay in Mexico, and they finally decide to live in the same area. So for me, it was a wonderful news. I want to know more about that. But at the end, you know what they're funding? They're funding security, which is the main reason of having the structure of the state of law.
Yes, yeah, so a good point, Joseph, that Maria makes is because when I think of Mexico, the reporting we do is all about the violence along the border and the cartels and the human trafficking and the drug running and the shoot-ups and the U.S. The U.S. DIA contesting with the Mexican army about corrupt cops and all that drama represented, I guess, by this TV show, Narcos. However, Mexico is a very large country. Mexico City is a sophisticated culture, a deep sophisticated culture, older than the European settlers in North America, for example. So would you say that Mexico has not represented itself well these years to being an attractive place to retire to? That would be good income for the state.
Sure. I mean, I think they could obviously want to do better to attract more foreign investment, attract more tourism, and even attract more people to come and move to Mexico. I'm sure that would be something that the Mexican governments and the Mexican people would benefit from. But that said, I think the challenge, John, is the narcos and all the movies and the Hollywood depiction of Mexico, obviously aside, there is a reality to the problems in Mexico, which is similar in Colombia. All these countries in Latin America have very beautiful cities, have very beautiful communities, and they're not as dangerous as some people think, especially if you're not engaged in any of those type of illegal activities. But that said, what we're having a problem is there's a huge disparities onto the people that can actually find good opportunities for work. That's why we're seeing with the case of the Americans that are going down to Mexico, they're usually people that have already established themselves in terms of having a pension or retirement. You don't see a lot of Americans looking for work in Mexico because, unfortunately, Mexico, as good of a and as beautiful of a country as it is, they haven't reached their potential in terms of economic growth and economic opportunity. And I think that that's the thing that's really holding them back. So if they really want to make Mexico attractive, which has all the potential in the world to be attractive as a major hub for global hub, for tourism, for investment, for people to move to, they're going to have to improve their economy. And I think that's the number one thing that attracts people to come for a sustainable period of time.
Joseph, in the final 30 seconds we have here, what are you going to be watching for if from Peru in these next days, these next weeks as the count continues? What will tell you that things are getting worse?
Well, I'm specifically watching some of these agitators from the southern part of Peru that are more aligned with Castillo's vision. And I'm particularly looking to see if they're going to continue to provoke the armed forces, because I believe that their plan isn't to have a resolution to this election. Their plan is to create a social conflict and potentially a civil war. And part of that civil war would require the armed forces to overreact and to start taking to the streets of Lima and the rest of Peru. So I'm going to be watching these so-called social movements with the really agitators in the southern part of the country that have experience at doing these kind of social conflicts.
And Maria, we just have 30 seconds. What are you watching for in Peru? What in particular will tell us it's getting worse? About 30 seconds.
We hope that the international pressure and also the inside pressure let the fraud show
right
to everyone. Senator, basically, with real numbers.
Show the fraud. Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal in Cartagena. She's a member of the Colombia legislature. Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society in Washington. This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBSI on the World with John Batchelor.